This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is Thursday, the 10th of July, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up later in the show, I have one of the chief neocons coming on the broadcast, one of the big spin doctors, one of the co-opters of the conservative movement in this country. In fact, if you tune in to talk radio, whether it's a local show or a national show, they're all telling you that, well, Bush is okay. Yeah, he wants your guns, but go ahead and turn them in. It's the conservative thing to do. And, well, the Patriot Act doesn't take any of your rights. Those lying liberals, you know, they're trying to tell you bad stories. Well, I'm not a liberal, folks, and I've read both Patriot Acts, and they're so horrible that it staggers the mind that they would put this type of stuff on paper. And they've been caught in all their lies about how it is for citizens. It is to be run against the American people. It is for domestic use for all misdemeanors. But the neocons, whether it's Jay Sekulow or Ann Coulter or Dick Morris or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, all of them, they'll tell you that Bush is a conservative despite the fact that all the evidence, the actions, not the rhetoric, point in the opposite direction. And they've pacified a lot of people. So when conservatives hear this show for the first time and I talk about what the Patriot Act does to their liberties, they're not going to check out the subsections and find out I'm telling them the truth. They're just going to say, well, Sean Hannity said that was a lie, and I believe him. We're fighting Al-Qaeda. Yeah, right. The government is Al-Qaeda, people. So that's coming up today. We have a couple other guests, too, but we'll just announce the guests when they come on with us, because I don't want to... Sometimes when I have a neocon coming on and we talk about it, then they end up not coming on the show. So we'll just sit back and enjoy that today. The Trojan horses. I'm going to have more of the Trojan horses on this show, an endless parade of them. Now, remember, they said there wasn't a Patriot Act, didn't exist, a Patriot Act 2. Now they admit there is a Patriot Act 2, and they said that Patriot Act 1 didn't affect citizens and wasn't for misdemeanors, and that it would only be used in terror cases. And now the official Justice Department statement to the Congress says it will be used for all crimes against all citizens. But in the car this morning, I went and did my daily exercise, swam for about an hour early this morning, driving back from the YMCA. I am listening to talk radio in traffic and flipping through the channels, and they were all saying that weapons of mass destruction have been found. Don't listen to lying liberals. As the president admits, they lied. But still, the false reality continues. That I heard other stations, two other stations, Patriot Act doesn't take your rights, the lying liberals, Bush isn't trying to take your guns, that's a lie. I mean, it's basically the liberals posing as conservatives, telling you how conservative they are. That's what we've arrived at here. I don't want to spend too much time on that. Bush says troops must stay the course in Iraq, despite the fact that more were killed last night. Iraqi police tell U.S. troops get out of town, or they're all going to die. They're saying that it's going to cause the troops and the police to get killed. Now Rumsfeld says he never said the war was about weapons of mass destruction. Of course, I have him on video dozens of times saying it, but hey, you don't have memories out there, so he's a neocon, ha ha ha. Iraq war, not about new arms evidence, Rumsfeld said. Well, we'll get to his statements from yesterday. And we'll talk about how White House says they never said Niger sold nuclear weapons parts. Well, they never said that in State of the Union.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the third hour today, I have one of the chief neocons coming on the show, one of the top Trojan horses, one of the technicians there to pacify real conservatism and to sell you the sugar-coated cyanide tablet of the New World Order that is the neocon, big government, gun grab, open border, police state promoting fraud. We're going to have more and more of these slimy creatures on the show so that I can crush them in front of you and show you that they are frauds. Because when you hear them on the air, it's all about how stupid Hillary is, how dumb her voice is, how mindless she is, how goofy Jesse Jackson is, what a liar he is. Just endless, mindless diversions about low-level puppets of the New World Order, who, by the way, vote almost identically with President Bush. I mean, right down the line with precision. Expanding government, gun-grabbing, arming our enemies, destroying our liberties and freedoms, creating new bureaucracies. But there's lots of rhetorical chicken fights that go on on the surface, and they talk about it just endlessly. It's a sport. It's a mindless gladiatorial enjoyment. And the smiling neocons look at you and laugh at you. They're globalist people. They've been paid off. They've been brought into the New World Order fold. Believe me, the globalists have offered me money to go become a neocon. Can you imagine what these people have been paid? And I'm sick of them. They make me just fume because you hate the enemy. You hate the promoters of big government and globalist control. Big government is the shackles and control system of the New World Order. You can't stand it. But do you hate the enemy marching against you openly and flying their banners openly? Or is it the traitor, the Benedict Arnold within, the cunning agents? Well, that's who I am just blown away by. And they're all over the place. I mean, anybody you see on Fox or CNN that's the supposed conservative who's on there all the time is a big government, destruction of America pushing pimp of the crime syndicate known as the New World Order. That's what they are. That's what they're about. And they'll tell you there's no Patriot Act 2. They'll tell you Patriot Act 1 doesn't take your liberties, doesn't affect citizens. Bald-faced lies. They will tell you Bush isn't after your guns, or okay, maybe we should have some gun control. They'll tell you open borders is, well, kind of bad thing, but so what? Nothing you can do about it. You know, hey, let's talk about Hillary's haircut for 2 hours. Here, buy my half-baked book at a five-year-old reading level. Let's not talk about any real issues. And the neocons are still all over the airwaves saying they found weapons of mass destruction, the lying liberals. And then Bush jumped off script for them, but that's okay. Their listeners don't have any long-term memories because they're so brainwashed. Their listeners are ultra-liberals and think they're conservatives. So that's the mind control here, folks. They think they're free from their little Nazis. Bush says troops must stay the course in Iraq. President Bush said on Thursday repeated attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq meant they had to remain tough and stay the course. Of course, Bush didn't stay the course. He spent about half a year there at the Air National Guard and was there off and on. The last year just ran off completely and, of course, was driving around drunk on whiskey and marijuana and other things at the time with his hippie hair and his sandals going after the cocktail waitresses. But he'd like you to stay the course. There's no question we've got a security issue in Iraq. Bush told reporters in a meeting with Botswana President. And it goes, we're going to have to deal with it person by person. We're going to have to remain tough. Two U.S. soldiers were killed in separate attacks in Iraq late on Wednesday. One when a convoy came under small arms fire, and the other in a rocket-propelled grenade attack. The deaths bring to 31, the number of U.S. soldiers killed by hostile fire since Bush declared major combat over in the Iraq on May 1st. Hussein calling on Iraqis to fight the occupation have surfaced in recent days. And they're saying now it's Saddam. It is Saddam. The CIA says it. Of course, the CIA said twice, we have killed him, we are sure. And he's like this boogeyman they just keep bringing back probably 200 years from now. Saddam attacked again. A tree fell on my house. Saddam did it. My engine broke down. It was Saddam. A gas explosion blew up an apartment building. Oh, that's bin Laden. I've got cancer. Al-Qaeda. I've got a toothache. Oh, that's bin Laden again. Or that's Saddam again. The people don't like their women being raped and not being given health care and living in cardboard boxes and being machine gunned when they have a march or demonstration or a wedding. Of course, everyone loves it. It's all Saddam secretly attacking. He's everywhere. He's like Goldstein. Big Brother's enemy, arch enemy, who's just unstoppable. So Big Brother's going to have to enslave you to stop Goldstein. I mean Saddam. I mean bin Laden. I mean, give me a break, folks. They already flew Saddam out of the country. It's all over the Arab newspapers. Into Russia. He's in Belarus. They admit they paid off the Iraqi leadership in gold bars, dollars, and euros and flew them out. Many of them before the war even started and then during the war. And so that's why you just had a few people running around, you know, from Jordan and other countries who were there, who were kind of scattered jihad people. But it didn't matter. They had to have a battle, so a bread truck was driving along. They'd gun it down. The Marines would on CNN and Fox, and you'd cheer. Yeah! Did you see them splatter that car full of women and children? Then they reported the suicide buses. Turns out none of that was true. That's admitted, by the way. They were just blasting buses full of people trying to retreat out of the city. Imagine, it's so powerful and so loving and so Christian to just have buses trying to escape and just opening fire with your howitzers and your DU and the Warthogs splattering them. All the photos of melted babies on the pavement. Melted babies. Oh, we're so such heroes now. You don't support the troops. You're a traitor. You work with Al-Qaeda. No, I'm sorry. I'm not in business with Al-Qaeda like the president. I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't have all those ties, okay? And by the way, I do support the troops. You know, they got hit with sarin and VX in the first Gulf War when our government ordered the troops to blow up the evidence of what they told Saddam. That's now admitted. And tens of thousands have died. Yes, the numbers are in the tens of thousands. Major university reports and studies, the government's tried to shut those up, but they're out there. And then they got hit by DU, and they sent this army chief over there, the scientist, to whitewash it. He came back and said, no, they've got sores all over. They're getting lung cancer. It's deadly. And they said, okay, you're fired. But he's now gone back to Iraq and seen troops from that have come out of the country in England and Australia and U.S., and they've got the sores and the illness again. But, hey, doesn't matter. You know, support the troops. That means don't care about them. Just affix, festoon a plastic desecrated American flag made by a Chinese slave on your car, mindlessly roll your eyes back in your head, and be a neocon. Hand your guns in, support the destruction of liberty and freedom, open borders, death of the West, and you're a good neocon. So you make me sick, but that's just what you are. And then you've got your buddies, the Hillary Clintons and the Chucky Schumers that you heard were against the war. No, they voted for the war. And it's all part of this paradigm where they hold up the puppet and go, oh, look, the Hillary's going to get you. And you go, oh, well, I'm for it. It's just absolutely amazing. So Bush says troops must stay the course in Iraq, and an average of 2.5 troops are dying a day. And they say it's a 5-year occupation. So I don't know if this keeps up. We're going to have about a few thousand dead in the next 5 years. 2 a day, 365 days in a year, and then added up a couple thousand there. And here is another one. Iraq police tell U.S. troops get out of town. These are the police they trained. Iraqi police in Fojala threatened to resign on Thursday unless the U.S. forces that trained them left town, saying the presence of U.S. troops endangered their lives. More than 100 members of the new U.S.-backed force reside in the town about 30 miles west of Baghdad after a police station was a municipality building came under attack overnight by guerrillas firing rocket-propelled grenades. There were no reports of fatalities. And it goes on, we have the ability to protect these sites, said the town's police chief. The presence of American endangers us. We asked the Americans more than a month and a half ago to leave. Well, they said before the war they were going to stay 5 years. And it's part of the cynical plan to get our troops killed, to have a breakdown of society, to not bring order in, so there's an excuse to keep the place in third world squalor. All they care about is guarding the oil pumps. Out of a few troops die a day or 100 a day, our government could care less. And all the better. These are well-meaning, good American patriots. If the government can kill them, they will. By the way, the U.S. government killed U.S. troops. That's BBC yesterday, and British troops, but no one's going to be prosecuted. They just sprayed lethal chemicals on them and didn't tell them. This is going on in the 1980s, BBC. Your government sprays and kills you on purpose, okay? But again, I'm not patriotic because I don't support killing the troops. I understand how it is to be a neocon. I'm beginning to learn just how good it is to be one. Oh, yes. Oh, and I'm going to believe Rumsfeld now. I don't have hundreds of video clips, hundreds of his administration, dozens of Rumsfeld, hundreds of news articles where he said it was about weapons of mass destruction and what he was hiding, but doesn't matter. It's doublethink. I can be a neocon, too. I can accept this new statement. Iraq war, not about new arms evidence, Rumsfeld says. Oh. And he went on to say, I have the text of it here, that it was never about weapons of mass destruction. That's right. It was never about it. It just wasn't about it. I mean, folks, The lying is getting so bizarre. It was like last year they go, TIPS program, yeah, we're going to watch you. And a week later the White House said, we never announced a TIPS program. There is no TIPS program. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Enzyme Phytonutrient, or EPN, is a new all-in-one combination of enzymes and saccharides necessary for optimal cellular communication. EPN is created using a unique 14-day process resembling human digestion, in which soy seeds are completely assimilated into basic nutrients and natural sweeteners. Enzymes are complex proteins found in digestive juices, causing food to break down at an accelerated rate. Phytonutrients come from plants, which provide important protective substances called phytochemicals. Saccharides are known to be important in cellular communication. 1 tablespoon before each meal is all that is needed. The diseases EPN may be helpful in relieving are too numerous to mention here, so call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for more information about this exciting new dietary supplement. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Cons are still on the air. They are the most ultra-liberal, un-American, greedy, sinister creatures ever known. They are the knife to slit the throat of America, held by the globalists, held by the David Rockefellers. And they are out in the open telling us that, I still hear them every day, I monitor talk radio, why Saddam had mass graves, Saddam nerve-gassed his own people, We found these weapons, mobile trucks. Africa sold them uranium. I heard him saying that it was true yesterday. Well, the president can say this if he wants. That's because the source is still true. By the way, the Patriot Act doesn't take any of your rights. I know you've heard them saying this. And I know that most of our listeners have gone to InfoWars.com, read my analysis of Patriot Act, subsection by subsection, and then you've gone to the bill and looked it up for yourself. Because hundreds of you have called in over the last year and a half on this subject, Patriot Act 1 and now 2, and brought up questions about subsections. So I know you're reading it. And I know you're finding stuff I didn't find and educating me, and we're horrified and disgusted together as real conservatives, as real Americans. And I'm telling you, at least Hillary Clinton, you know, we know she's a lying scumball. We know she's a degenerate. We know she's a traitor. We know she's evil. We know she wants to disenfranchise Americans and tax and spend and bring us into the New World Order. But she can't get it done because America, the majority of Americans, Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, northerners, southerners, westerners, are bedrock conservatives. But you're all being led by a bad shepherd that's really a big fat wolf called the neocon. And I know I rant probably once a week, maybe twice a week, about the neocons, but all they talk about is Hillary Clinton. I mean, I'm sick of it. She is a diversion, a tar baby. While they stab you in the back, folks, and they make me so sick. So, again, we're going to get all the neocons on. We're lining them all up. A bunch of the neocons are already scheduled. We got one scheduled today, a big one, one of the biggest, most disgusting ones. And then we've one of the most evil, and I will confront them. And then, and you may have been so brainwashed, you may think you're on board with what we're doing here, you may think you're informed, you may be shocked that I attacked your little darling. That just shows how liberal you are, how brainwashed you are. We got a president who called for a new world order. Okay, we got a president who says he'll sign the assault weapons ban. We got a president who's blocking Dan Burton's committee going after Bill Clinton. I don't want to hear the neocons talk about Bill Clinton ever again. They're protecting him. It's a red herring. I mean, they're running scams. Democrats were all involved in Enron, too. Fake energy trading systems, Cheney involved in, no bids allowed, $7 million contract in Iraq, $20 a month to the Iraqis if they work in the oil fields. That's slavery, folks. We've reinstituted modern slavery. They make them wear RFID badges. By the way, we talked about it on Tuesday and on Monday and Tuesday, and had guests on Tuesday and yesterday on Wednesday, about the RFIDs and Walmart and the secret documents of the Department of Defense and Ridge that Caspian got off their website through a security hole that was gaping. Well, guess what? It's now all admitted in the Washington Post today, so you'll hear it here days, weeks, months, years before it's splattered in the headlines with a spin on it. But what about this? I mean, how dumb do you have to be? How mindless do you have to be out there to not know Rumsfeld is a congenital liar of Bill Clinton proportions? The only difference is the neocons would call Bill Clinton a lie. Iraq war, not about new arms evidence, Rumsfeld says. This is from CBC out of Canada, but choose your article. There's like 50 of them I've seen today. The United States didn't declare war on Iraq because of new evidence of banned weapons of mass destruction, U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said on Wednesday. Rumsfeld said the U.S. declared war because it saw existing evidence of Iraqi arms programs in a dramatic new light following September 11th terrorist attacks. Funny, Rumsfeld, you wrote in 1998 that America needed a huge terrorist attack, bigger than Pearl Harbor, to get imperial mobilization, these are quotes, for a new world order. Brzezinski had the exact same words in his 98 book. You had your little meetings, put your policy reports out. You said Saddam is not a threat, but a terror attack would be a pretext to get the natural resources and use Iraq as a new base of operations. So, I don't know. I mean, it's like having Jeffrey Dahmer confess what he's done and tell the cops how he cut the people up, and then the news says, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer didn't do it. I mean, we have the confessions, people, and the neocons are running around going,
oh, no, it's a lie. It's a lie. The liberals.
The liberals all voted for this dirty war. No, Clinton took over Serbia.
They're taking over new countries every couple years. It doesn't matter who's in there. So stop acting like that, neocons. You're lying.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilize
L6-4448 to learn more or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net. Your health simply cannot wait any longer.
Andrew, Peter, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. The toll-free number to join me on air today, this Thursday edition, the 10th of July, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I do have a big, fat neocon coming on the show later that I will disembowel with their own lies against them, their own spin against them, and also we have another guest as well. We'll announce those when they come up. Bush says troops must stay the course in Iraq. Remember, he ran off from his duty AWOL for anyone else. He ran off to the parties from his Air National Guard situation. The whole year just didn't show up, didn't bother to file any paperwork, nothing. But I guess when you're the CIA director's son, you can do whatever you want. Bush says troops must stay the course in Iraq. Iraqi police that have been trained by the U.S. say they've got to pull out or they're all in danger. I agree. But the globalists don't care about the troops. And again, Rumsfeld says it was never about weapons of mass destruction, never about new ones they hadn't found. I thought that's what it was all about. And they've been caught, again, making up fake Niger Africa documents, making up weapons truck documents, making up bakeries turned into bioweapons labs. It's just all lies, and Hillary Clinton and Chuckie Schumer voted for all this, of course. They're with the neocons. There's no separation. Another headline here, White House lied about Saddam threat. Former U.S. intelligence official who served under the Bush administration in the build-up to the Iraq War accused the White House yesterday of lying about the threat posed by Saddam Hussein. The claims came as the Bush administration was fighting to shore up its credibility among a series of anonymous government leaks over its distortion of U.S. intelligence to manufacture a case against Saddam. By the way, we knew before the Iraq attack, number two, that we talked about it on air, that everybody knew, it had been in the news, that those nuclear weapons documents were fakes, made up by the British. Just like the dossier written 12 years ago by graduate students, just like the weapons trucks sold by the British to Saddam, they had the serial numbers. They sold it to them. It's a standard balloon pump, a hydrogen pump for filling the dirigibles. But I hear the neocons, I heard them yesterday still announcing they found the weapons trucks, they found the weapons trucks. Don't listen to the liberals, they'll lie to you. The liberals, you are the liberals, to use your own stupid term. You're the command and control people. And then the news from there gets even crazier. This is from BBC, it's from the Cape Times, out of South Africa. And yes, online there's even video clips of this. Did you know that they rounded up masses of people and put them in sports stadiums at gunpoint, the massive protest against Bush? And then our news, when he was there, and they're still not showing it, showed Bush and everyone loving him. And you saw him all week long. It turns out they've done this in two countries now. They round people up, arrest them, or the news just doesn't show the protest. And then they say, oh, everyone loves it. Everyone loves it. They're all holding up signs with pictures with Bush with a Hitler mustache. They're not stupid. They won't accept the AIDS money for more vaccines to help them when in many African countries, 4 out of 10 people have it. They won't take the genetically modified food. No, thank you. I guess they don't have neocons on talk radio. They're lying about how good the transgenic crops are, the pharmacological crops are, the wonderful Texas company Protegene that put AIDS virus in corn and planted it in 96 locations. By the way, before you roll your eyes out there, I just can't get on the air and name a Texas company and say they put AIDS virus in corn, okay? I'd be sued off the air within minutes. I've been saying it for a year since the news article came out and the Associated Press. Just because you didn't hear about it doesn't mean it's true. And yes, it's insane. Yes, it's horrible. I wish it was a lie, but it's true. We're living in absolute fruitcake land, people. They're building giant camps for you and your family. I've been inside of them. I've got video of them. I've got Senate hearings about them. Oh, this is what happens when I exercise in the morning instead of night. I'm sorry. I'm pretty fired up here. I just can't handle it anymore. This is out of the Cape Times. Senegal rounds up, in quote, bad guys to protect Bush. Senegal police have been rounded up more than 1,000 known lawbreakers. See, this is an article all for it, but other articles I have say it's anybody protesting. To improve security around the visit to Senegal of United States President George Bush and his 600-strong troop group of staff and journalists. He arrived on Tuesday on the first leg of the five-nation African tour. A roundup, a term no doubt familiar to Texans in Bush. What it says, the roundup, a term no doubt familiar to Texan Bush. He's from Kennebunkport, Maine. There's film of him in the 70s talking like a Brit. They got the Atlantic accent, the affected accent. They still speak with a British accent there. The guy has a British accent, people. He's as blue blood as it gets. And I'm not bashing you if you're British. I'm saying these are elite British families, well-known, admitted. Reuters reported he's related to Queen Elizabeth very closely. Both of them are. The Walkers, the Bushes, the entire dirty family. They could go back and declare title lands there. And I got to sit here as a, I don't know, is it seventh or eighth generation? A family came into Texas in 1829, got land grants in 1830. I got to sit here, and I got to watch him stand in front of hay bales. And they admit, hay bales, tractors, it's all fake on a stage, folks. I mean, oh boy. It's hard to deal with. Look, I'm going to get to other news here in a second. It goes on and on. But right now, let's go to the calls. Andrew in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
They want to turn our government here into like the South African government.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's how they want us to live. But I want to
ask you. Roundup, it says the roundup, a term no doubt familiar to the Texan Bush on Saturday night, was collaboration with U.S. security agents in the country ahead of Bush's arrival.
Maybe Bush is going there to learn their police tactics, how to treat us during the police stops.
Well, that's what they do now. If you have a protest or demonstration, there could be 50,000 peaceful people. An aircraft lands, offloads 50 anarchists. Mainstream news in Seattle, paid for by the Defense Department and Delta Force, commanding them. They burn a trash can, hit a cop, then they retire to a building to be paid off publicly, and then they attack the peaceful protesters.
Oh, yeah, I got all nine of your films. I got Police State, too.
Police admit it, the video of it, the newscast admitting it, and the Seattle Weekly and Seattle Post Intelligencer. You've seen them admit Delta Force commanding the anarchist.
Yeah. What's going on with that IRS case in Fort Worth, Texas?
I think John Statton will be calling in with an update for us sometime today.
What's the name of the guy that...
Dick Sim Cannon, owner of Arrow Custom Plastics. He was part of the full-page ad in USA Today saying, show us the law, and how do you make me a tax collector when it violates the Constitution to have indentured servitude?
Okay, his company's in Texas?
Yeah, it's in Fort Worth.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Andrew. Yes, yes. Let's talk to Peter in Florida. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Yes, it doesn't stop, does it?
No, it doesn't stop. The phoniness, the lies, the illusion.
They definitely must like something about this country to want full control over it so bad. Or is it just they like control? I think I found the first 911 incident in the United States. It was in 1772. There was a British man of war that was chasing smugglers, theoretically. That's how the story goes. In Narragansett Bay in June of 1772, and the thing ran aground. And then it said that a bunch of New Englanders set fire to it and burned it right down to the keel. And of course, then this was during the calm period. The British had been active in Europe in their wars and hadn't been paying much attention to the colonies, and the people were pretty much enjoying their freedoms. And so they set up an investigation, and just like this 911, nothing came out of it. They couldn't find anybody who burned the royal ship down. And then let me find it here where it says that they were worried about the other the commissions that they had set up were going to infringe on the rights, on all manner of their rights, and all other kinds of things in the colonies.
There was a 1920 bombing at the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
Even PBS basically admits that financiers did the bombing to get control.
Yeah, I remember reading that somewhere too.
Very loving people.
Yeah, so this is an old system.
Nero, his own family was converting to Christianity. The more Christians they murdered in the arena, the more people stood up because of the apropos nature of the Christians and their stoic nature. And so Nero later bragged in his own histories that he came up with a crafty plan to burn down a large area of Rome in the Greek Quarter to blame it on the Christians. And yeah, it did work for a while. But even before that, what helped develop the Caesars was they had a problem with fires in Rome, and no one could ever build a municipal government because the Republic didn't want to have a centralized government in the capital city. They knew that that would be dangerous to have the leader of the Senate bring his legions into the city, because that's a dictatorship. And so one of the precursors of the Caesar, and I forget all the Roman names, forgive me, folks, but I've read the history many times, it'll pop in my head in a second, said, "I will start a fire brigade." And, of course, they were militarized enforcers. They wore blue. They were the runner-up to the Praetorian. That grew out of firefighters. And then the Roman lords got caught setting fires, and then they would say, "You've got to pay us protection money, or we'll set fire to your palace or your neighborhood." And then you notice the Italian mob today, that was one of their favorite scams: pay us protection or we'll burn down your grocery store. So the more things change, the more they stay the same, bud.
Yeah, you know, they don't forget these things. They must keep records of all these incidents and study them and go over them. And now with the computer age, they must be analyzing all these techniques.
They run scenarios, all of this. This is admitted.
Yeah, and what about these concentration camps, all the foreign forces in Mexico, the Chinese?
I've been to concentration camps. I got video of them. I got Marines admit they're trying to put you in them long before 911. I've got Senate hearings. Yeah. I've got Sacramento Bee, AP, Reuters, Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post, Austin American Statesman, Fox News locally. It's all in my films. Just here are the camps. They're good for you. Ha, ha, ha. We've got incinerators at them. We can't show them to you, but don't worry. We've got incinerators. That's the Rocky Mountain News. Incinerators.
I know, with mass graves all designated around the sites.
I've posted it probably 20 times on the main page, but every time I do, I get emails that I'm a liar. Then I post it, and they apologize. They email me freaking out. What do I do?
Yeah. You know, Alex, you said, I heard you a while ago, you said that you make your money pretty much on selling these tapes. And, you know, I watch
And PBS. I tell people to make copies of them.
Yeah, I have done that. And, you know, I've watched PBS, and they always say, send in donations. Well, I've never had the money to donate like that. But when you said that's how we can support your show, right away, you know, your show is the only thing I've ever found of any value. So I gave you that exchange. I bought all your tapes. And, of course, you know, I run into people that are working over here that live out across the other side of the state. I give them a copy of, you know, a bunch of those. Your movies on one tape, and so they head out to Tampa and up to New Jersey. They go all over the place.
Well, Peter, I want to thank you because you do fund us, and we've got to the point where I had to hire more people, I had to get a bigger office, and it's hard because I won't turn the show into an infomercial, and then the show has really grown, you know, the network provides it, the stations pick us up, and then exchange advertisement. That's how the network deal works. But for my staff and my business, this is how we fund our operation, and I want to thank you for the support, Peter.
Okay, you're welcome. More than happy to do that. Yeah, I heard you say something about you were worried about the Federal Reserve bankers, well, that's my interpretation, setting loose a terrorist attack on the 4th of July.
They said that. I said I didn't know that would happen. They put out a lot of fake terror alerts.
All right. Well, we know they're only going to do it when our kids are in school. That's, you know, they've been training for that.
According to the Red Alert, yeah, the Washington Post and the Gazette News Service out of New Jersey, they said we're, quote, enemies and we leave our homes. Our children will be taken to undisclosed locations. And I have the Associated Press as early as 99, it's in the takeover, where they say FEMA was running this plan.
I know. So we can't trust them. We can't open up the school year. Now, you know, if you want to open up the revolution, that would be a good way to do it, is to not go along with the next school year. That would open up a whole panacea of questions and investigations.
Well, there's already, it's gone from 1 million 5 years ago to 2 million a year ago to 3 million kids homeschooling this year, this last school year.
And the way
it's growing, the exodus, they are panicking. That's why they're trying to shut that down. Thanks for the call, Peter. Appreciate the call. Jim in D.C., welcome, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic.
I'm listening to you on the feedback line through the phone. I'm not in your time zone. I'm in D.C., so...
Oh, so you listen to us when it re-airs at night.
Yeah, but I just called now because I knew you would be on the studio, and they said you were taking calls, and I...
Yeah, that's fine. You can... If you listen to us, we're on, what, 7 to 9 there, so in Washington, D.C., so if anybody who listens to stations at Refeed, and we have more that Refeed than carry us live, you can always call in when we're live. Go ahead.
So a while back, I was listening when you changed up to your 7 time zone, and you were quite up to... I'm new to your program, as I said, the only other time I've spoken to you, and don't know you well enough to know what your feelings are, your personal feelings, you know. And you were very upset. You were talking about being ended up putting a meat grinder, and I heard people calling in, you know, saying, Alex, no. And then last night I was happy to hear you in a same degree of concern and commitment to everything. You told me a little more about your personal life story on the air, but you were not in that manner of upset that you were. And that day that you were saying those things, you know, I wanted to reach out and say, hey, you know, I have just met you, and I love you for what you're doing, brother. And you yourself say it, you know, if you stand up and you do it and you talk and you stay up front, it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean it's not an absolute guarantee, but I do believe you're having a big effect, and I guess that was why I'm calling today. I'm going to take a bus over to Georgetown, and I'm on the bus, and I grabbed the Washington Times and was looking at it, and Rummy's on the front page doing the dance that you're just talking about, and I read a few lines, and I laughed out loud. I'm a 58-year-old guy. The guy sitting across from me, the Georgetown bus at this hour, is a small little bus, only 40 people on it, maybe. And I'd say he was 26, 27. He said, ridiculous, isn't it? He didn't even ask me what I was laughing about. You know what I'm saying?
So people...
He knew exactly what it was. We talked a little bit on the bus. He said, I can't believe that they're doing this. This is a young guy. He's on his way to, you know, his university thing, and... you would assume he was one that was already getting swept up into their con game. And I said, you know, and he says, what can we do? I said, talk out. I said, do you know about this guy, Alex Jones? And then I did a little rap about you. So I just wanted to call, say, I really do, and I hope that when the next summer comes, not this one, but the next one, I hope you can get closer into the drive time slot here, because there's 700,000 cars moving around here at that time.
Stay there, Jim.
Every cell of the body has a receptor site for our master hormone called growth hormone. The role of growth hormone is to instruct the cells to repair. This hormone is in the highest concentrations in the body between the ages of infancy and your early 20s. Hence, this is the major reason why the body repairs so well when young. This is why the incidence of disease is so much lower when young. This is why you're skinnier when young. Looking and feeling young is a direct result of your chemistry. Science brings us closer to the threshold of eternal youth every day. Cocoon GH is a sublingual form of growth hormone. When used twice a day, people report deep sleep, improved mood, memory and energy, losses of body fat, improved strength and sex drive, reduction of joint pains, improved blood sugar, and more. Improve your chemistry and improve your life. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call
800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking to Jim in D.C., and this is happening more and more. People just already are thinking the same things, and he's on a bus reading where Rumsfeld says it was never about weapons of mass destruction, never about Saddam having them or hiding them. And he was laughing out loud, and then somebody across the row from him said, yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, yes, Bill Clinton was a horrible liar, but compared to Rumsfeld and Bush and the rest of them, he's nothing. And besides, they're all puppets. They're not running anything. They're just minions of this military-industrial complex. Continuing, Jim, you had another point you wanted to make.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And yeah, that was exactly what it is. And I tell you, you know, people don't know Washington. They think of it as a conglomerate thing. It, like other moderately big cities, is a series of neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? And my family's from here just about the same amount of time that your family's from where they are in Texas. So next summer, as the political campaign comes in, I'm telling you, I absolutely know, because some people like to, a buddy of mine, a writer and lecturer, he was up in Baltimore at some event, and he started talking. He was talking about this historical thing, and he said when he called for questions, the kids wanted to talk about Alex Jones. And I had turned him once. He didn't even know, you know what I'm saying? So it sort of happens. I know you can have an effect. I know that this is having an effect. And if by next summer you can be in that slot where you can get to these people sort of where they live, government workers coming in and out, you know what I'm saying? It will be very powerful. All of what you're doing is powerful. And the last thought is I will write you a letter and give you my snail mail. If there's something I can do up here for you, I'll be happy to do it. And I appreciate your concern about your herbivores. And when you talk about them, being fed this crushed bone and stuff, I know that you love them and appreciate the relationship between God, man, earth, and animal, and I'm going to run and listen to you tonight, and thanks a lot. Stay well, Al.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim in D.C. Of course, he's talking about how they feed meat products to herbivores like cows, and I mean, then it causes mad cow disease. Well, no kidding. You're not supposed to feed meat, much less rotten meat, to cows. We're going to break and come back and talk to Dan and Jason and W and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231. Now, I've talked a lot over the last 5 years how they're going to put thumb scanners in for kids to get their school lunches. train them for the cashless society and to get them into the system. And retina scan. Well, and we told you it would be to control behavior. Now they're doing that. I have an article on this. And, of course, this data is all put in your CPS file to make sure you're eating the right thing, or maybe you need to be taken from your parents. So talk about the control grid. That's coming up. And we do have several guests today as well, and more on the lies and corruption in the media, just a bunch of vital news in the second hour, but, of course, first your calls. Before I go any further, though, you know, at the end of each hour, I like to invite the listeners to get my videos. I have produced 9 films. Police State 3, Total Enslavement, is now out. It covers Patriot Act 1 and 2 and the lies. Dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism, government drug dealing, concentration camps, government-run white slavery rings, forced inoculation, homeland security. 2 hours, 40 minutes long. It's really 3 50-minute films together, and it's $25.95. If you order 3 or more of any of my 9 films, they drop down to $20 a piece. 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, is about September 11th and how the globalists carried that out. Masters of Terror is part 2 of that. My book's Descent into Tyranny, it's only $12. Cover September 11th. Get the films, make copies, get them out to people now. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get the videos, and it supports the broadcast. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. That's 888-253-3139. Order now. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water...